Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to A Week of Nights. On this little segment, we're going to do the second part to Strange Requests. And there are quite a few doozies, but unfortunately there are more than I can actually count, so here's a few examples of some of the strange things that have been requested. One night, a guest actually came down to me. It was a Sunday evening, and unfortunately, if you actually know in the UK, all the shops are closed of an evening, because some strange hocus-pocus law that all shops can't be open 24 hours on a Sunday night. So the gentleman came up to me and went, excuse me, but have you got a cigarette? Well, unfortunately, me and my colleagues don't actually smoke. And he went, oh, right, I desperately need a cigarette. Unfortunately, I've run out of patches and I need a smoke. I went, well, unfortunately, there's not a lot I can do. I went to all the shops are shut in the UK. And he was like, right, I desperately need a cigarette. Is there anything at all I can do? I went, unfortunately, there's nothing any of us can actually do about that. He went, okay, if it's going to be like this, give me a sec. And next minute, he pulls out a £20 note. He went, I will give you this £20 note if you can get me a cigarette. I'll see what I can do. Give me one moment. So I ran into the bar, and lucky enough, some of the lads were still there. Now, I knew some of them actually smoke. So I went up to one of the lads and went, have you got any cigarettes? And he went, I've got one. This is my last one. I went, I will give you £5 for that cigarette. And he was like, hold on, you're going to give me £5? How much are you actually getting? I went, 20. And he went, right, give me 10, and I'll give you the cigarette, and then you can have the other 10. I went, fine. So I ran back to the desk with a cigarette, and by the time I got back, the gentleman had left, and I was like, oh no. And when I looked on the counter, there was the £20 note. So he must have gave up and left. So now I'm stood there with a cigarette and a £20 note. So I put the 20 in my pocket, went back to my colleague and went, there's your cigarette. He went, oh, aren't you giving me the 10? I was like, no, he's already left. So that was one. Another one was £5 a condom. Again, it was a Sunday night, and it was the night of love and romance. And one of my colleagues actually brought in a box of condoms. You know, of course, it's that special night for a lot of people. Well, the special weekend. And the men were coming down, they were screaming, have you got any condoms? Yes, but we're selling them, because they're ours. Unfortunately, the hotel don't actually have them. We don't technically sell them. So, unfortunately, but you can have ours. And they went, how much are they? And we're like, how much are you willing to pay? And they went, I've got £5 here. Yes, we will sell them to you at £5 a condom. I had 20, my colleague had 40. By the end of the night, we had none left. I had made £100 out of just a single box of condoms, which was quite funny. Another strange request I had was a gentleman actually came to the desk when I was running the end of day. And he came up to me and he went, it's all well and good, but can you switch it off? I was like, switch what off? You know, there wasn't any music, my AirPod was switched off, you know, there wasn't any noise at all. And he went to me, he went, no, outside, you've got music playing. And I was like, no, we don't. He went, look, he went, I know hotels do this sometimes. He went, but can you turn the bird music off? By this point, I started laughing. I went to him, I went, well, unfortunately, I went, that's not actually music. We're not actually playing that. He went, look, he went, I know this is all fun. He went, but seriously, he went, it's 5 a.m. and I'm trying to get some sleep. I went, no, sir. I went, that's not got anything to do with us. So I said to him, right, if you're not going to believe me, we'll go outside. So we went outside and we looked up on top of the roof of the building, and lo and behold, the entire building is covered in birds. Now, during the summer, especially when you're on the outskirts of a city and there's loads of trees and open fields, that's where the birds mate. And I went, it's actually, because you could see the sunrise, it looked like the scene out of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. You could just see them everywhere. And I said to him, I went, this is it. He went, is there anything you can do about it? I went, unfortunately, sir, there's nothing I can do about this. I went, this is nature. So we went back in and he went to bed. Well, lo and behold, he actually complained to the head office. There was a big note right across the screen saying we needed to sort out the bird problem. And he actually put a suggestion, we should lay down traps or kill them, just so that he could have a decent night's sleep, which I think is actually quite ignorant since, well, that is nature. So, anyway, that's this segment for A Week of Nights. Good night, sir. I'll be watching you.